Welcome to another episode of The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes, the storytelling show that features The Clearing, where all good questions come to get asked and all good stories come to be told, and where all my guests have two things in common. They're all creative individuals and all with an interesting story to tell. There are some lovely storytelling metaphors. A clearing, a tree, a juicy storytelling exercise called 5-4-3-2-1, some alchemy, some gold, a cheeky bit of Shakespeare, and a cake. So it's all to play for. So yes, welcome to The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we shall begin. And now we're on to three things that inspire you. If there's any resonance with what you've already been saying, that's completely fine. Mm-hmm. And there will be resonance. So three things that inspire you now.
It's Helen Oxenbury. I really wanted the illustration. Yes, so incredible on that.
Michael Rosen has previously guested, which is why I knew it was him.
Anyway.
So thank you for mentioning Helen Oxenbury. She's the other co-author, the illustrator of We're Going on a Bear Hunt. We're going to catch a big one. We're not scared.
So I'm sure lots of people would say the same things as mine. I've mentioned art, and, you know, it all sounds sort of a bit highfalutin and everything, but it really does. Every time I go and see something, I just think, wow, that is just fantastic. And seeing it in live, you know, in real life is so fantastic. Any travel, whether it's a kind of quick trip for work, you know, I have been lucky enough, Christy as well, to do a lot of travel for work. And it's always nice when someone else is paying to kind of go somewhere. A lot of the time you just see the airport, but and the conference room.
Yeah.
but occasionally you do get to go somewhere where you would never kind of have gone otherwise.
Yeah. The privilege of going there and being paid to do it.
But also some extraordinary places, you know, that you kind of end up at. And you always sort of learn so much from different people and different cultures.
Lovely.
So, you know, the old adage, travel broadens the mind.
I had a few moments where I thought, am I going to get out of here alive? I don't know about you, but I have.
Yeah, Swindon particularly.
Yeah.
I went to Moscow.
Moscow.
And I did a course in Moscow in 2016, and it was incredible. The whole experience. I can't actually believe.
Yes.
We did that, but we stayed in a really swanky hotel, and there were armed guards in every corner because there was some foreign finance ministers there and staying in the same hotel, and it was it was so exhilarating and also terrifying.
And how very Chekhovian of you, because we talked at the beginning about
that. I know.
I want to go to Moscow.
And I'm so glad I had the opportunity to do that because, you know, it's not somewhere that many of us are going to get to go now.
Yes.
So, but you know.
Me too. I went there in 2019.
Wow.
So Crimea had just been annexed when I went. So there was quite a lot of discussion.
That was in 1868, wasn't it?
Yeah, apparently. I was in Estonia around that time, I think, and just slightly thinking, go home now, I think. I'm on one of those planes in the snow, you know, with the propellers, where you just think, okay, I go now, no one's really going to know where I am.
And then my last one would be David Bowie, who was my first love.
Wow.
When I, you know, in that hilarious thing where you think he's speaking just to you, he really understands me personally. And then when he died, you realise that everyone had that experience.
my brother introduced me to that. Yes, I'm right there. Legend.
Absolutely incredible. And it's such an incredible human being as well. Just such a lovely, humble, clever man who, you know, it's sort of a miracle he survived the 70s, really. But
just an
true artist.
True artist, absolutely. So mine are Leonard Bernstein in all his forms, but specifically West Side Story, obviously.
Yeah.
And even more specifically than that, Jose Carrera singing Maria.
Oh.
So if you have seen the documentary, it's so worth watch the documentary first and see how absolutely furious Leonard Bernstein gets with Jose Carreras. And then he gets it right. And you can hear when he sings Maria, he suddenly just lets go in a way that you just go, that is, it's fantastic. So if you haven't listened to that, have a little listen to that later. You'll be very pleased. It's fantastic.
That music is so incredible. Oh, and even though you know the story.
Yes, you don't mean when he talks.
It just is phenomenal.
Every time, you know, and I know it back to front, every time I listen to it, I just go, that is something else. And the other two things I've got are Angels in America.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I love, the film version of Angels in America. I love the theatre version, but I love the film version of it. And the reason I thought of this is because when I saw it, I was in a not a particularly good place in my life. It's quite a long time ago. And there's a, I can't remember it terribly well, but the angel keeps saying, look up, look up. And the metaphor is that we're always looking down and not seeing what's around us. And When I started to look up, things started to change. It sounds kind of slightly, but you know what I mean? It's kind of, we get so tunnel visioned in our life. And I found that very, very inspiring, actually, watching that. So that's another recommendation. And my last one is Michelle Obama.
Okay.
I don't think I need to say much more. Just watch her. I mean, it's the answer.
For me. If only she was in charge.
If only she was in charge.
Let that drop. Just look at Michelle Obama. And that's what inspires me. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Watch her talk, you know, at any of the speeches, but how articulate she is, how, you know, from a technical level, you know, in terms of how she's communicating, it is astonishing. What a brain she's got.
Yes.
Oh, love her.
And now I believe we're on to your shiny object syndrome, which are your squirrels. You know, what are your monsters of distraction? What never fail to sort of stop you in your tracks and, well, hijack your attention? What are your squirrels, please?
Well, dogs on the tube.
Yeah, good.
I find it, and I have missed stops because there's a dog on the tube or on escalator, even more.
Yeah, that's good.
Someone carrying a dog on the escalator or an unexpected dog in a bag. those chances, I just like, suddenly a little head pops out and you're like, oh, my God. So, yeah, that I am totally.
In all my circa 250 odd episodes, no one's ever said, a dog as a well as the, a dog in a bag.
I am the dog in up. I am like squirrels, but about dogs totally. And like, you know, just anything to do with dogs. Exactly. I don't have a dog. We've got two cats, who I absolutely adore. And when Christy had cats, I used to take Mickey out.
Yeah, rude. She was rude about them.
About cats having personality, or being embarrassed or any of those things. And now I'm totally. into having to narrative about
I'm a cat and dog person.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't. She was just a dog person, but she, yeah.
And Christy, are your cats adopted?
Yeah.
Okay. And cat.
You birthed them, obviously, that'd be weird.
They're called Thelma and Louise, which is a totally inspiring film as well and still holds up. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
That's such an incredible, hard hit. It's much more hard hitting. I watched it recently. Much more hard hitting than I remember. Really brutal. But anyway, the cats are called Thelma and Louise, and they are incredibly different. One's kind of grey Siamese, and the other one is big floof. But they're from the same litter.
Wow.
I don't know if you know, but they have different dads.
Okay. One was a Siamese monkey, and the other one was another monkey that's a bit fluffier.
Cats. Which, yeah.
Yes, that was an adventure out the cat flap. Adventures in Cat Flaps is the next podcast, obviously.
Good, I like that. Adventures in Cat Flaps, good. Yeah. Mine are, well, similarly to dogs on the tube, my specific thing that never fails to enchant me, I have to say, is that time in a child's life when they're about to, when they're just getting their... finding their way around language for the first time and when things slightly go in the wrong order. And I find that absolutely enchanting and the kind of the sort of certainty of it I love. So Kai, my son, used to say, I ate my supper all. And I got very disappointed when he learned how to say it properly. I love that. That's one of my absolute favourite things in the world.
We had a conservatory for a long time.
And a radioator.
And that's that brilliant TED talk that Ken Robinson, you know, famous TED talk that Ken Robinson does, which where he goes, children, the thing about children is they'll always give it a go. yeah. like young children till they're basically, you know, educated out of it.
Yes.
And those brilliant mistakes, joyous mistakes that kids make when they're tiny.
And bless you for the word enchantment as well. It is enchanting and it is joyous.
Yeah. And also I think particularly on the tube or the train, when everyone's sort of in that kind of place of work, you know, and then suddenly you just hear a little person pipe up.
Yeah.
I want the button. Press the button, you know, and everyone suddenly becomes a human being. It's so nice. It's really nice. I love it.
We need humanity. Absolutely.
Yeah. My other one is just is a place actually. It's just the view from on Hampstead Heath across London, which I love. I find it to this day. In my old age, when I was a teenager, used to come up to London to see family, friends, and I used to find it utterly thrilling to see the view across London. I used to think, well, now I'm here.
Is there a park bench in that exact spot?
There is. Yeah.
The one you mean.
Yeah. And you can look right across, and I just used to think, well, I'm here now. It's all going to happen.
Have you had, if you've got a photograph of that vista to send with the park bench at any point, let me know.
I will. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
There we are.
Bless you, and I commend your squirrels to the house. That's lovely. Forgive me, it's getting a bit darker here in Bristol and I'm starting to look like Count Dracula.
if I didn't have my glasses on, I think you had the Houses of Parliament behind you.
Then it's just a wicker screen. Go you.
No, I sort of... Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
I can try and put more lights on, but I'll go with Dracula.
No, it's fine.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
And now we're going to go for a quirky or unusual fact about you, Christy Dennings and Catherine Grice. We couldn't possibly know about you until you tell us.
Well, the thing that pops up in my... I was in once in a football... video for a football song, like a World Cup song, not the England team, but a World Cup song video. Okay. I've looked for it and not found it, which I'm very, very relieved about.
Great fact. Love that.
I suppose my quirky and unusual fact is I played Princess Diana on the West End stage in a shockingly bad wig.
Great, cool facts.
Cool facts.
And can we find a film of that somewhere on YouTube or that? No.
There is a picture.
There's
of
pictures.
That. There is photographic evidence of that.
Love that. I'm
quite glad there isn't photographic evidence because it was me in a bikini just after that. I can't even begin to. I needed the money.
Yeah.
Yes. So if we Google Catherine Grice in a bikini, that won't, the World Cup's
on. No, just
please don't. God knows what you'd end up with.
Lord. Yes, don't go there. Okay, now we've shaken your tree. Hurrah!
Whoa.
So next, we stay in the clearing, which is summering, of course, in Tuscany and wintering in, it wasn't Sussex, it was somewhere else.
Suffolk.
Suffolk. Yeah. Yes. And, of course, where you were too. It's all about memory.
Donegal
on the sofa.
Or on the sofa.
Yes. Yeah. Now we're going to talk about alchemy and gold. So when you are at purpose and in flow, what are you absolutely happiest doing, either professionally or personally? I don't mind, but it's up to you to go where you like, when you like. But alchemy and gold is your at purpose and in flow statements.
So as a work one, I would say, I really love a big event kind of, you know, it's a bit of the showbiz that still, you know, itch that gets scratched. So you've got, I don't know, 80 people or whatever, and you get them to play a whole load of bonkers games and run around and create things. I really, really love doing that. And, it does give you that absolute adrenaline kind of performance buzz.
Mine's the same. Absolutely that. And I think how I would describe is I love the transition from walking to a room full of people going, what the hell are we doing here? To this is really good fun, you know. And I was expected to absolutely hate you actors. Oh my God, you know. And I'm sure you've had this too, Chris. You know, I love the moment when they unfold their arms and let it go. I find that really thrilling. And the more resistant they are, the more joy I have out of that when you get
unfold their arms and let it go.
You know what I mean, though? That thing you get where people go, what is this?
Yes.
Christy and I have talked about this a lot as well. If you do kind of, you're doing the evil word role play of, and you're playing the other person's difficult person. Mm. And, you know, you might be a 55-year-old bloke who's, who's from Scotland or whatever, and that, but you only need, and they go, oh, that's just like him.
Just like him.
Yeah. And you sort of think, what? It's insane.
Cash and grace available to be 55-year-old Scottish men. I love that.
Yeah. Well, bonkers, you know, just sort of, yeah. You just can't believe that. But it's, if you play the kind of emotion of it.
The behaviour, yeah.
The behaviour of it, people just kind of go, immediately.
Any time when you feel like you've got through the kind of the wall to people, yeah. Whether that's coaching one-to-one or whether that's a group, it's a wonderful feeling. So I remember when I first started doing this type of work, I was kind of, you know, all my friends were still acting. They're going, what are you doing that for? You're not going to Milton Keynes at 8 o'clock in the morning. And sometimes it felt very unglamorous.
Yeah.
But actually what I started to notice was I was just getting something very, very, such a fantastic feeling by, the more experience that became, the being able to move someone on and really help them and come out of that room thinking I've actually done something that means something.
Lovely.
It's a great feeling. It really is. It's really, and that, I think that's what we talked about when we started the business.
I just think this job is incredible.
Yeah.
The other thing that is so incredible about it is there are very few jobs that would enable you to kind of parachute into it. So many different businesses, type sectors, range, you know, job roles. It's so extraordinary. You kind of, you know, working, one minute you're working at Coca-Cola and the next minute you're working in a tiny little entrepreneurial kind of go faster stripes business. And that is, I think, a real gift.
Yeah. I've done loads of work in the senior civil service and absolute eye-opener to me about how this country works. To really see that and understand what they do is a real privilege. It's amazing. Yeah.
To bear witness to transformation is a privilege, and that's the essence of, I know that's what Tuckbird are bringing as well, which is
I think just on a much more flippant note, I don't think Catherine and I are averse to a cocktail in any situation.
It's a cocktail and talk. Yes, absolutely.
Well, Christie's kitchen table, both this one and the previous one, have just or sitting in the garden have proved a very fruitful and very relaxing experience.
Yeah. But kitchen table was, after all, where the business started. So
it is exactly where the business started. Yeah, but yes, we quite like a cocktail.
Are you not doing a dry January then? You're doing cocktail January.
No, it's hard enough. January's a terrible month to not drink.
It's so long. Well, my husband went, 30 days has September, April, June and November, all the rest of 31 apart from January, which is 3,427.
It's true.
Yeah. It's incredible.
So true.
You're absolutely right. And now I'm going to award you with a cake. Hurrah. I've got a cake. Here it is. Hurrah. It's a cake. And you get to put a cherry on the cake. First of all, do you like cake, Christy and Catherine?
Yeah.
What flavour would you like? Unfortunately, it's a metaphorical cake until I can see you in person soon and I'll give you a cake.
But I like carrot. I like a carrot cake.
Thank you.
I quite like baking a cake. That makes a nice cake.
Maybe you can bake the cake.
A Northern Irish baking heritage.
That's kudos to you and your cake baking. And Christy, cake?
I would go for Catherine having made a Victoria sponge. Yeah. Just a really bog standard Victoria sponge.
I can see completely why you've befriended Catherine now, because she makes cakes.
Makes cakes. Sure.
You get to put a cherry on your Victoria sponge and your carrot cake. With stuff now, what's a favourite inspirational quote that's always given you succour and pulled you towards your futures?
I've got a new one, which is from Bill Nye, the actor Bill Nye. I heard him say on a podcast the other day, he said, it's not about the mistake you make, it's how you respond to the mistake that matters. And when you have a teenage boy in the house, that is a really good thing to talk about.
It's a great parenting.
Love it, though.
quote.
And respond to
the hello, exactly. Teach your child. It's all about.
Say it again, just to reincorporate it.
It's not the mistake you make; it's how you respond to the mistake.
Lovely.
I mean, I'm paraphrasing. He's probably said it better than that.
And Catherine?
Well, I don't know who said this. It's probably many, many people. But I do sometimes say to myself, no emotion. All emotion is temporary. And I think that just reminding whatever's happened, whatever state someone's in, you will move past it. And I think that's a really good thing because we all get, you know, we all have stuff happen to us. We all get. And also when you're working with people as well, you just have to kind of hold on that they'll get through.
New lens on, and this too shall pass. And
it's exactly that. Yeah.
Just say, I know we've all heard it, but I love just reincorporating. So just say it again.
All emotion is temporary.
Boom. And give us the other one too.
The other one is Hamlet. I'm just trying to remember it. What's he saying?
No pressure.
There is nothing. What is it? There's nothing right or wrong that thinking makes it so.
Nothing is either good or bad.
Either good or bad, that thinking makes it so.
Catherine Grice, it's actually your own LinkedIn banner.
I know! And I thought I should have said that, and then I couldn't remember how it started.
Catherine Grice's LinkedIn banner, because it's there. It's nothing is either good or bad, but thinking makes it so,
which is so true, right? I mean, he's sort of just this incredible kind of thinker, Shakespeare, of just the truth of human beings.
Yeah, there's so many of them. Oh, my God, we could do a whole podcast on Shakespeare quotes. Yeah. Couldn't we?
That's been done before.
Let's not do that.
What notes, help, or advice with the gift of hindsight would you proffer to a younger version of yourselves?
I've got nieces who are in their late 20s, early 30s, and I just say, honestly, you're fantastic. Put your feet on the floor and look them in the eye and just say, no thanks.
Love that. Yep.
You're fantastic. You know, because I think as a young woman, you spend a lot of time comparing and despairing. And, you know, I look back on my 20s and I just say, if I could have just known, you know, the whole thing about youth is wasted on the young, that you just don't realise how fabulous you are until everything starts to drop.
That is wisdom right there. Wisdom wasted on the young as well, which all resonates with all of us of a certain age. And I'm ancient as well. Lovely.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah, yeah.
Catherine?
Well, I think that's a really, really good one. And I just think I slightly wish I'd just gone for it or backed myself a bit more.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. It's the same thing. I don't know what I was worried about. Yeah. You know, I was so concerned about what people thought and not looking stupid, which is such a basic, you know, I talk about it all the time in work, you know, our fundamental fear of looking stupid stops us and gets in the way so often of good things and just having a go and failing and not worrying about it.
And coming full circle to the top bird imperative of helping your people to be more clear, confident and courageous. That's you now. Your moment in the sunshine is now. You've prepared your
life. Absolutely. You know, this is another quote from Sam Beckett. Was it try, fail, try again, fail better? You can't get better unless you have a go and fail. And, you know, it took me, Christine, quite a lot, kicking and screaming to make me, change my career.
Yeah.
Love.
I think the other really interesting thing, and the name Top Bird, there are lots of reasons why we chose it. One sort of postmodern ironic joke, but also that we like to think we are top birds and all of that kind of thing. What's really exciting about doing this now is that I feel like we're just starting. And it's wonderful to be this age and a lot of people are winding down and we're going, right, let's go. And it's the energy around that is really lovely, actually. It feels really exciting to be doing this.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
We're ramping up to Shakespeare in a moment to talk about But just before we get there, this is the pass the golden baton moment, please. So they don't like it up, Mr. Menring. Sorry, I'm doing that with you. But who would you most like to pass the golden baton along to in your network that you know would really enjoy, benefit from, or just like being given a damn good listening to in this way?
Oh, well, Tessa might really like it because
Tessa Morton might like
another inspirational friend of ours,
yeah,
who runs a business called Act for Autism, and which is based in
Act for Autism, and
it's about helping parents communicate with their autistic child. She trained as an actress and works as a trainer and facilitator and coach, and that's her real passion.
For a full 1,000,000 points, no cash attached, what's Tessa's second name, please?
Morton.
Is the right answer. So do you both concur that Tessa Morton shall be bestowed upon her with a golden baton?
We'll send the gold baton to her, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Lovely. Because I think it's so great to share, for parents to know that there is support and help out there. Yes. And because it can be such a, I think, isolating experience.
Can we send it to another person as well?
Yes, go feral.
I tell you who else has been quite an inspiration to me. So I moved last year, and moved from a Victorian flat full of clutter to a brand new 9th floor apartment, which looks over London, which is where we're reporting live from there now. And two mums who live near me have a business called Restore. And what they do is they come in when your house is a mess and help you reorganize it. And they helped me move from a Victorian place into a brand new apartment. And they were absolutely fantastic at not just finding and helping me source things and making it look beautiful, but also supporting me and facilitating me to do it. And they're brilliant, those two. So they might be a really good cut because it'd be very different. It's a really different world. And they're really interested in design and helping you find, you see a sofa and they go, I can find that for you £1,000 cheaper. They do that sort of thing. They're brilliant.
And who are Restore? The people? What?
So they are called Patty Bass and Laura Lee Milling. And they're brilliant. They're really great. So I really recommend them. If you're moving house or your house is a mess,
yes,
and you need help, they are the people to talk to.
Boom.
Restore, they're called.
Lovely. Thank you. Mm. So your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to furnish me with a warm introduction to those people what you have just mentioned. And now, Shakespeare. And this, by the way, is the actual complete, it's not a first folio, but this is the one I bought for myself when I went to the Bristol.
I've got the same, version, yeah.
1986. Yeah. It's actually a delicious prop, which helps with the podcast because it's mine and it's actually authentic, which is lovely. So now we're going to talk about Borrow from the Seven Ages of Man speech, Jacques, as you like it. When all is said and done, Christy Dennings, Catherine Grice from Top Bird, how would you most like to be remembered?
I know what I'd like. I'd like people to think, even if it's in a little tiny way, will she help me along a little bit? That's what I'd like to be remembered. Is that helped me somehow. And everybody has something. My big mantra is everybody's got something. Wherever you are, at whatever level, and it's about how you find it.
As an encourager, and as a good friend.
But also, I think also people would say, can never make her a decent cup of tea. She's so fussy about how she likes things. I'm also that. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so hard, isn't it? You sort of want to, but yeah, I think we are very encouraging of other people to kind of crack on and try things. But also we're both very good at kind of let's sit down and talk about it. I read somewhere that, if someone's in a crisis or emotional state, they need about 8 minutes of just a good listening to.
Yeah.
And then that's as much as to kind of help support them or shift them.
Come back to, so tell me.
Not long, is it?
No.
8 minutes.
No,
and I love the reincorporation of that. Thank you so much. Okay, we're coming up to a section now, which is show me your QR codes, please. So where can we find out all about Top Bird on the old interweb. And here is...
Look at that!
God. I thought that was something we'd supposed to have done.
No, I've done it for you. So just...
Oh, absolutely lovely. So we are running a free taster on the 29th of January.
Yes.
It's just an hour. It's on Zoom. It's an event. There's an Eventbrite link.
It's at 1 p.m.
One till two, yeah, on Zoom, where you'll get a taste of what it's like to work with us, whether you're a woman who wants to come on the Women at Work toolkit, or whether you're someone in HR or in L&D who'd like to know more about us, or anyone actually wants to do some coaching with, we'll give you a little bit of a flavour of what it's like.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you can write all this stuff down and actually experiencing it is a whole other thing. So come along and
so see what it feels I think like. That's the thing, you know, during COVID when we all had to pivot to doing online training or coaching versus face-to-face, I think we've spent a lot of time trying to make it interactive and practical and have fun and not that, you know, slide death by PowerPoint webinar kind of scenario. So it's still practical, it's still fun and energetic, and you will be still required to do stuff. Yeah. But that will just give you a taste of what it's like.
Lovely. And then here we go. We've also got your...
Come on, you've done it.
Swanky website, please.
Here's our Swanky website and page, and we have an events page on there which leads you to the Women at Work toolkit, which begins, I've got the dates here. We start on the 21st of February, and it's every Friday from 2:30 to 2 p.m., 90 minutes. So you basically do three slots of 90 minutes. So this is a much more consolidated look at in an individual self-development program, but you can do it in a short, sharp, very cost-effective way.
So we've had women who want to have a difficult conversation with their boss or a colleague that has been sort of rumbling on for a while. We've had people who want women who want to apply for get a promotion or get a pay rise and really struggle to do that. So a lot of things that, and we've been successful in all of those things because it is a targeted chance to kind of focus on that. But you're also kind of in a really supportive group of other women who are all kind of held to account by their commitments to each other as well as us.
And so we've done a few of these and they've had fantastic feedback. And if you haven't got very much time, but you know you want to do some stuff around your impact, this is a perfect way to do it. So
it's also very cost effective. Yeah. So the reason that we designed it was because a lot of smaller businesses or a lot of organizations, you might not have a budget for training coaching. And so this enables you to get support and get the kind of high quality training coaching that you might not otherwise have access to.
Yeah. And on our Swanky New website, there is an events page and you can click on that and it will give you quite a comprehensive rundown of what we're going to do each week. So you can get a really good sense of what it's all about. There we are, events page.
If anyone thinks that their organization could do with some top bird communication skills training, we run in-house training. We've run courses for all sorts of different organizations, from energy companies to law firms. So very happy all of it based on, you know, using our experience, extent of experience.
Wonderful stuff. As this has been your moment in the sunshine in the Good Listening to Show, Catherine Grice and Christy Dennings, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I think one thing I would like to say is, well, two things actually. One is that our ambition for this business is to go into markets where perhaps there is not so much support. So we're really interested, if there's anyone listening in Dubai, in the Middle East, or in Asia who thinks, actually, I could really do with some help, get in touch with us, because we would love to spread our wings a little bit into those particular areas.
So we have, you know, we've both worked in the Middle East and in Dubai before, but not with Top Bird. And also, I just think what's great about, you know, the dynamic of having two people in the room is also really important and quite unusual that we have, you have two experienced trainers and coaches, so it gives you a breadth of individual coaching as well as also two experiences and two voices in the room.
And the other thing I was going to say was that our ambition 5 years from now is that we've got some younger women coming and working with us. So one of the things we'd really like to do is actually pass a baton on some of we old top birds to get some new top birds on and working with us and alongside us.
I mean, great career. That's a subsidiary called Top Chicks.
Top Chicks, for sure.
Yeah, I just got squirreled by a dog.
So one of the things that, you know, if you've got young children and you're thinking, what should I do with my life? This is a fantastic way because you can do a couple of days a week and earn a decent living and also have some time with your children. So we'd really like to see if we can nurture that in some way if we can.
Back in line, you can say, if you're a good egg, you can apply to be a top chick.
And then, no, come on.
Come on. Boom.
Very good.
So I'm just going to round off by saying, if you'd like a conversation having watched this to be in the show too, then have a look at the goodlisteningtoshow.com website. That's my own private QR code there. You're very welcome. And as you've just experienced in watching me interview here, Catherine and Christy as well, is you also be, it'll be published as a podcast. We do a big show in town in how we broadcast this, but you'll also feature in a couple of weeks' time, you're going to be in my weekly show on UK Health Radio, which will give you an audience reach across 54 countries and 1.4 million listeners and growing. How exciting. Hence why it's the show to help you grow as you tell your story and amplify your brand. So I've been Chris Grimes, but most importantly, this has been Top Birds, Christy Jennings and Catherine Grice. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, just thank you very much, Chris.
Yeah, we've had a lovely time.
And you know, the tree, we've been in the clearing in the tree, and we're the top birds who are feathering our nest, hopefully.
You can have your own special nest.
And spreading our wings.
Lovely.
And using, branching out.
Keep going. I love this. It's going to keep on giving.
Cheap. All I'd say is if we've piqued your interest, get in touch with us. Yeah. It'd be lovely to talk to you.
And you can follow us on LinkedIn or on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or Facebook.
And bear in mind, this has been broadcasting across all those channels. So this film, as soon as I press a button in a minute, rather comically, the button is called End Stream, which makes me feel that I'm going to stop weeing now. But here we go, End Stream. And yes, I'll do that. Thank you very much indeed for watching. And good night. You've been listening to The Good Listening To Show with me, Chris Grimes. If you'd like to be in the show too, or indeed gift an episode to capture the story of someone else with me as your host, then you can find out how, care of the series strands at the goodlisteningtoshow.com website. And one of these series strands is called Legacy Life Reflections. If you've been thinking about how to go about recording your life story or the life story of somebody close to you for posterity, but in a really interesting, effortless and creative way, then maybe the Good Listening To Show can help. Using the unique structure of the show, I'll be your host as together we take a trip down memory lane to record the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 of either your or their life story. And then you can decide whether you go public or private with your episode. Get in touch if you'd like to find out more. Tune in next week for more stories from the clearing. And don't forget to subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts.